again, the numbers to call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, those numbers are 918-336-1400, toll free 1-800-749-5936. Looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
I've got a 1954 little Ford tractor, and it runs real good and everything. And I'm going to ask $3,500 for it. And I bought it from the guy from Ramona.
Oh, okay.
My number is 534-1881.
All right, you have a 1954 circa Ford tractor, works good, selling today for $3,500.
Yep.
918-534-1881 is the phone number to call.
Well, thank you, Sharon.
You're very welcome. Take care. Bye-bye now.
All right.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a small child's bicycle sitting out in front of my house with a sign free on it, but nobody stopped to get it. It's got the training wheels and everything. All it needs is two inner tubes, and it's for free. I live at 105 Northeast Howard.
105 Northeast Howard. And it's
Ma'am. It's sitting right out by the street.
A small child's bicycle with training
wheels,
and it is free for the asking. Please stop by 105 Northeast Howard and pick you up that bike.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye
now. And again, that's a free small children's bicycle with training wheels. Need some inner tubes. Free for the asking. And it's at 105 Northeast Howard here in Bartlesville. Also for sale, that 1954 Ford tractor runs good. $3,500 for that. And the phone number for that is 918-534-1881. And with that, I'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Say, I'm looking to buy a pickup. I have the cash money. Something around the $2,000 range. And they can give me a call. I'd like a Chevrolet or GMC if I could find one. But I'd listen to some other deal.
Okay, sure.
But my number is 918-740-7358. That is my cell number. My house number is 918-536-4215. I will be on my cell the biggest part of the day.
All right.
And I thank you very much.
Well, we thank you. And you're looking for a pickup, a GMC or a Chevy, perhaps. You might entertain another one. Around the $2,000 range, and you have the cash, 918-740-7358. That's the cell number. And 918-536-4215 is the home number.
Thank you, Sharon.
You're very welcome. You take care.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye now. And it's time now for a little Easter goodness.
This Max Lucado Easter Vignette is brought to you by Grace Community Church.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Jesus proved his love by laying down his life for the world and then rising from the dead. So now he's the quintessential example of love. If you want to encounter a love that's supernatural, you can come directly to the source of it, Jesus Christ. And if you're looking for a place to experience that love in community, Check us out. Our services are Sundays at 9:30 and 11 or streaming online at gccbartlesville.org.
This is Max Licato with a special thought as we prepare to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Some time ago, my daughter Andrea and I went on a bicycling adventure. She had just learned to keep her balance on a two-wheeler and was ready to leave the safety of our front street and try the hill behind our house. You see, she had never ridden down a hill before. I rode to the midway point and waited, and down she came. The bike began to pick up speed, the handlebars began to shake, and her eyes got big. Her pedals moved in a blur, and as she raced past, she screamed, "I can't remember how to stop pedaling!" And she crashed into the curb. You know, if you don't know how to stop, the result can be painful, true on bikes and true in life. Let me ask you a question. Do you remember how to stop? During this Holy Week, could you use a reminder on how to slow it all down? If so, spend some time reading what Jesus did on the last Sabbath of his life, starting the Gospel of Matthew. Didn't find anything? Try Mark. Nothing there either? Strange. What does Luke say about Jesus' activities on the Sabbath? Not a reference? Not a word about it? Well, try John. Surely John mentions Jesus' activities on the Sabbath. He doesn't? Looks to me like Jesus was quiet that day. You mean with 1 week to live, Jesus observed the Sabbath? As far as we can tell. You're telling me that Jesus thought worship was more important than work? That's exactly what I'm telling you. What's the point? Slow down. If God commanded it, you need it. If Jesus modeled it, you need it. Trust Him. Take a day to say no to work and yes to worship. This is Max Licato from my book, And the Angels Were Silent.
This Max Licato Easter Vignette has been brought to you by Grace Community Church.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. 918-336-1400, toll free 1-800-749-5936. And we're looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Our time now is 9:20.
We want you to sound off every single morning for our Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day. Tune to KRIG 104.9 each and every weekday morning, and you'll hear our Maple Street Meat Market poll question. Give us a ring at 918-336-1400 or visit our K1, KYFM, KRIG, and KPGM Facebook to vote. Vote every day, thanks to Coffeyville's own Maple Street Meat Market.
And speaking of, today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, are you going to participate in April Fool's today? It is April 1st, April Fool's. 918-336-1400, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and cast your vote there. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging, breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings, delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 Text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings, delivered to you on your phone, only on K1 Text.
Hi, this is Mike Shannon, the Cardinals broadcaster. You won't want to miss the plays, the moments, and the highlights all season long on the Cardinals Radio Network.
2021 brings us another season of St. Louis Cardinals baseball on 1400 AM and FM 93.3. Listen to the Redbirds search for another pennant on K1. Thanks to United Linen and Uniform, Arvest Wealth Management, Tacos Maria, Total Communications, Total CSI, Bartnet IP, and United Rentals. Listen to the St. Louis Cardinals all season long on K1. Listen to John Rooney,
Cardinal Baseball on 1400 K1,
and Mike Shannon,
Cardinal Baseball on FM 93.3,
on your home for the Redbirds, K1.
And now it's time to take a check of our weather. Our time now is 9:22.
Lots of sunshine coming up today. Finally, a light wind day ahead of us, but it's chilly. Jackets out the door. Lunch air 50s, a high today of 60. Tomorrow morning, near or even below freezing. Once again, another freeze watch for portions of the Bartlesville, northern Oklahoma, southern Kansas area. Friday afternoon, 68, a gusty south wind returning to 15 to 25 miles per hour, and the fire danger continuing. The Easter holiday weekend, Saturday, 72. Sunday, 77, and gusty winds. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crum.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Sunny skies out now, but it's chilly, so take a sweater with you to work or a jacket. Our time now, 9:23. We're looking for a high of 61 degrees with a low of 36, possibly even lower than that. And then tomorrow, sunshine on Good Friday. High of 70 with a low of 45. Time now for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
A great quarter, but what's next? Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. To say the first quarter of 2021 was good for oil prices would be an understatement. Based on the NYMEX front-month contract price, the U.S. benchmark crude was up more than 20% for January through March of this year. But there is worry about whether or not that rise can continue. It certainly didn't in March, as oil prices dropped 3.8% in the face of more than ample supply and demand that is still being impacted by COVID-19. The Energy Information Administration's weekly report on U.S. crude inventories did provide a temporary boost upon release yesterday. It finally showed a drop after five straight weeks of increases. U.S. Gulf Coast refiners, hard hit by February's polar vortex, are finally getting into the swing of things, with refinery runs at the highest of the year. But undoing the impact of that report on Wednesday, comments from the OPEC Secretary General, in which he said the economic environment remains challenging, complex, and uncertain, although there are positives. Now, that had traders second-guessing the expectation that OPEC and its allies, known as OPEC Plus, will leave present production cuts in place for at least another month. A meeting on that is scheduled for today. The NYMEX May contract fell 2.3% on Wednesday to $59.16 a barrel. The weekly report on U.S. natural gas inventories comes out today. Natural gas prices rose for the quarter up 2.6% based on the front-month contract, but March has seen a drop of almost 6%, with the NYMEX May natural gas contract ending the month at $2.61 a million BTUs. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you've had lots of things going on and just recently finished up a big show.
Yes, we just finished up exhibiting at the Tulsa Home and Garden Show, which was a wonderful event for us. And we're currently hard at work developing new explainer videos on the subjects of sustainability with an intent to provide fact-based, myth-busting information regarding beef sustainability. We're also working on beef promotion efforts for May Beef Month. That's just around the corner. That will include a strong social media push and billboards. In addition, we'll have a new video series coming this spring that will feature multiple hosts sharing their stories and favorite beef recipes. We spent a week in February shooting the content for 16 of these videos, and we're very excited about them. We'll also be finalizing the winners of the Masters of Beef Advocacy Competition, our long-term program with Oklahoma FFA. And finally, we're working on a series of clips with OSU for beef quality assurance training. Obviously, we have a lot of video work in process, so it's going to be a very busy spring.
Thanks, Heather. As always, check out oklabeef.org for more information.
And that was our Oklahoma Energy Report. It's 9:26, time for our Doggone Report.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
Time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab. It'll drop down. Then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see what we see there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Why not? It's a free service. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. You can submit your information. There's a form you fill out. Answer questions at the end. You upload a picture if you'd like. And then once you hit the submit button, it does not go to the website. It does go to us. We take care of what we need to and send it on its way. Call the office, 918-336-1001, and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can also email me, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. With your information, attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. And nothing to report today, so it's a good thing. And that is our Doggone Report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And that is all the time I have today, so I'll be back in tomorrow on Good Friday. Have a good Friday. Have a good day today. Stay well. Take a jacket to work with you or a sweater, and stay well, and I will talk to you tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls.
Women, we love going all out for our people.